Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Alexandra is in her office talking with Andrew.
Andy, what is wrong with you today? Geez, you look like hell.
Why does everyone keep saying that? I'm fine.
Who's everyone?
Oh, everyone who sees me. Do I really look that bad?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm not sure what it is, Andy, but the last time I saw you, you were so happy and upbeat, and today you're the biggest downer in the world. What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it your job? Please tell me you didn't get fired already.
No, I didn't get fired. I'm just taking a few days off.
You just started. Only you would take a vacation this fast.
I have a lot on my mind, Alex, okay?
Something's going on with you, Andy. I just know it. Tell me what it is.
I can't. Sorry, but I gotta take this. Hello?
Andrew, it's Victor. I have your test results.
Okay. I'm sure it confirms what I already know.
I'm afraid not. I'm sorry. But you are HIV positive.
At the rec center, Chuck is talking with Roslyn at the front desk.
Contacted the police and an officer is on the case. Stacy is now on the missing persons report.
Rosalind, do you really think something has happened to her?
Yes, I do. She may have run away at first, Chuck, but I'm telling you, something bad has happened to my little girl. I'm worried sick.
Okay, it's time to get serious about this. I'm going to Windsor and talk to Oliver and Stacy's friends.
I've done that already. No one knows anything, and neither does Bobby.
There has to be something we're missing. She couldn't have just disappeared.
But she did, Chuck. I don't know what else to do.
I feel so guilty about this. It's all my fault.
Look, it's past time for blaming anyone, but I need your help to bring her home.
I promise you, Roslyn, that I'll do anything I can to find our daughter.
At the Westside Hospital, Oscar McBain is standing in the third floor waiting room when Mac walks up.
Matt, what's going on here? What happened to Blake?
Hello, Mac. I see bad news travels fast.
Charlie called Hannah, who called Raven, who told me. Why is Blake's condition such a big secret? Is it his heart again?
The doctors don't know. They can't figure out what's wrong with him.
Well, why not? What are his symptoms?
He just had some dizziness and a headache, and then he collapsed.
Just like that?
Yes, just like that. Not that you would care. You've always hated Blake. So why the hell are you here? I mean, you obviously don't give a damn about my feelings either.
I came to see what's going on with you, Matt.
What do you mean? All that's going on with me is that I'm waiting here anxiously for news about Blake's condition.
And how are things going between you guys anyway?
They're wonderful. Why are you asking me this?
Do you remember the time Dad was in the hospital when we were kids? You totally freaked out and said you never wanted to go to another hospital.
No, I don't remember that.
How could you forget something like that? You made such a scene about it.
Fine, okay, maybe I vaguely remember, but who the hell cares? What does it have to do with anything?
And what about the time you fell off your bike and Mom wanted to take you to the emergency room, but you said no way?
What about it? That's all ancient history now.
No, actually, it's not. Because none of it ever happened.
I don't get it.
Who are you? And what have you done with my brother?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.